This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and this is a very important time of the year for those of you that have Japanese bamboo. Now, Japanese bamboo grows a stem that could be anywhere from a half an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. The plant grows 6-7 feet tall, and right now it's very noticeable. It's in full bloom, beautiful white flowers all over it. But this is a plant that can take over your entire property. Right now is the time of the year that you want to kill that plant. And what you want to do is to pick up a product called Clean Up. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. And I want you to spray the Japanese bamboo with the cleanup. And I mean saturate that whole clump, all the foliage, the flowers. Go back a week later. Go back a week later. Three applications about 5 to 7 days apart. Because the plant's in bloom, all of the energy that's normally in the roots is up above ground. It's making the blossoms. And if you want to hurt the plant and kill over 50% of the bamboo that's growing on your property and sterilize the potential seed at the same time, you need to do it now. But it's got to be cleanup. Roundup is not strong enough. It's 18%, while Roundup is 40% for less money. So spray it. Repeat it 5 to 7 days later. Repeat it 5 to 7 days later. And then in the fall, whack it right down to the ground. Clean out the mess. And next year, you're going to get some new shoots that are going to come up. Mow it. And that will get rid of your Japanese bamboo. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Louise from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her roses and another question about a rhododendron.
Okay. Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I have a question about, I have double knockout roses that I planted in May. They've done very, very well. And each one of them has a quite a large stem coming up that is maybe nearly 3 to 3.5 feet tall. And I just heard you say, don't cut it back, even though it's that high and kind of ungainly looking.
Well, if it's... What I want you to look at is where that really tall, tall stem is coming from.
Uh-huh.
If it's coming below a swollen area that is the graft, take it right out.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If it's coming from that swollen area.
Uh-huh.
Cut it to the shape of your existing plant, because you've got all of September,
mm-hmm.
all of October, and that's plenty of time to make a callus so that the plant doesn't dehydrate during the winter.
All right, I will do that. And my other question is, I also this May planted two rhododendron PJM, the small flowers.
Right.
And they are also doing equally well, but one of them actually is in bloom with the small lavender flowers.
Right. And that's due to the lack of rainfall.
Uh-huh.
And some warmer weather than we should be getting at this time of the year. I know when I go to the bank in Sanford, Maine,
mm-hmm.
At the shopping center, when you come in, they have PJMs and they have burning bush. And the burning bush are beginning to turn red way ahead of schedule, because normally they don't start until early October, and here we are on the 11th of September, and they're already showing color.
Uh-huh.
And some of their PJMs are coming into bloom, and while I was there, I walked up, I dug through the mulch, and the ground was like powder. So what's happening is the dryness and the heat are making the buds swell and bloom ahead of schedule. So if you're able to get some water to that plant, and what I do is I don't use a sprinkler.
No.
I'll take the hose, I'll crack it so that I get a stream coming out the size of my little finger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put the hose at the base of the plant and let it run for about 10 to 15 minutes to really saturate around the root ball of the plant. And that blooming will stop, and that way you'll be able to enjoy it in the springtime.
Oh, good. I was thinking maybe I wouldn't have anything on that particular plant in mm-hmm. the spring. But I'm glad that you've reassured me, and I'll give it. I thought I was giving it plenty of water, but evidently it needs a little more.
Yeah, we are very dry. Most of New England is between 7 and 9 inches of rainfall below normal.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that is a lot. And two nights ago, I was watching the news. They were at an apple orchard, and they had a power auger. And they drilled near the fruit trees 4 feet before they hit moist soil.
Oh, my. 4 feet.
That's 4 feet. That's how dry it is. And the man who owned the apple orchard said that the fruit itself is going to be 25% to 30% smaller in size due to the lack of rain. It will still be good. It will still keep during the winter. Will still have the flavor, but they won't have the size that they should. And the other thing they were talking about, pumpkins. You're not going to be able to find great big pumpkins unless they come from the south, where they've had more rain.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so locally grown pumpkins are going to be smaller in size than normal.
Well, we've all been affected by the lack of rain, for sure.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I thank you very much for the information, Paul, and I really appreciate your show.
Anytime at all. Thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
The same to you.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine, and she's got a question about the product that our guest was talking about.
Okay. Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind people that they really need to water their roadies. It's easy to forget them. And mine started dropping leaves, and I'm thinking, okay, they're dropping leaves, no big deal. And then I thought, whoa, wait a minute. There's a lot of yellow leaves. Oh, water. You know, it just didn't occur to me. It's kind of like I put them out of my mind because they're evergreens.
Mm-hmm.
All those need to be watered. Anyway, I had a question about the Pearl Premium, and that is that a lot of people in Maine have their own septic systems with a leach field.
Right.
Which, of course, is full of PVC piping with holes in it. And if I plant that Pearl Premium, which I am so excited about, on my field, and it goes down 4 feet, will it not grow into those holes in the PVC piping?
No. The reason is this, is the grass seed itself, when it grows a root, will stay in soil. Your leaching field is a layer of rock with the PVC pipe and rock on top of it.
Right.
So the roots will stay in the soil. They will not go into a layer of rock because it doesn't retain moisture. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer. Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If we can help you with your garden or some of the plant material that you're concerned about, give us a call. It's toll free. The number is 855-660-4261. And one thing that you should be considering right now is any plants that you want to bring indoors for the year, for the winter months, should come in. So if you brought out your tropical plants, things like ficus or schefflera, hibiscus, Boston ferns, any of your potted foliage, they should be sprayed before you bring them in so that you don't bring in any insects into your home. And what I recommend is an all-season oil. Spray the underside and the top of the foliage. The oil will smother. It's not a pesticide. It's like a liquid wax. And it will smother and plug up the pores on the adult, the young, and also the eggs. So spray them while the weather is good, and then get them in the house before you shut the windows and you turn on the heat. They'll adjust to the move indoors a lot easier if you can bring them in before you crank up the heat, and that way there'll be less foliage that will fall from the plant. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we got Susan from Rhode Island, and she's got a question about overwintering her cannas.
Cannas,
yeah.
Susan, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. We love your show.
Thank you.
Paul, we put in in cannas for the first time, and they just took off beautifully. Some of them are 5 feet tall.
Wow.
And they've really multiplied. But someone told me that it's kind of a big project to overwinter them, to take them in. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, no, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
What you're going to do is, first of all, are they all the same color?
No, I have yellow, pinks, and reds.
Okay. What I want you to do is to get like a string tag of some sort and write with a pencil the color of the plant and attach it to it so
okay.
that when we have a frost and it kills the plant down to the soil line, you'll know what the color is.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now, step two. Once the frost has killed the plant, you're going to cut the plant right down to within 6 inches of the ground. Take all of the tops, put it in your compost pile, dig up the plant as one unit. Don't divide it. Dig up the whole thing using a shovel or a pitchfork.
Mm-hmm.
Reattach the tag that tells you the color.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do with things like begonias, calla lilies, that glads that are not winter hardy in the Northeast is I go to the supermarket and go to the produce department and ask them for banana boxes.
Mm-hmm.
They're heavy, heavy-duty boxes. They're covered with wax. That way they don't get wet and moldy. Bring them home. Put about an inch of peat moss or compost on the bottom of the box. Take the roots of your calla lilies, of your cannas, put it in the box, cover it with the peat moss or compost, and let them sit on the floor of your basement for the winter, and then divide in the spring.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you this morning, you know, now that you're wide awake, had a cup of coffee, maybe even looked at the morning paper, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking about bringing in your patio furniture, putting it in your basement for the winter season. May not be this week, but it's going to be shortly. Before you bring in your patio furniture, spray the walls in your basement with a product called Shoe Mold. And all the moisture that's built up in your basement, that gives it that foul smell, will be killed with Shoe Mold. Any cushions on your patio furniture that you're going to put in your basement, spray it with Shoe Mold to get any of the mold that may have developed being outside. It will kill it on contact. It's all organic. It's all natural. It was developed by a vet from New England. And it will keep your basement smelling beautiful and not musty. It will allow your cushions and your umbrella to stay mold-free. If you can't find it at your local hardware store like True Value, Arbuchon, Ace, some of the garden centers, call this number and they'll help you find it or send it to you directly. The number is 339-777-5109. That's 339-777-5109. 877-577-5109. And if you have a camper or a trailer that you park in your driveway for the winter because you're all done camping, before you close it, spray it with the shoe mold, and it will keep it fresh smelling. And when you reopen it in the spring, you'll be ready to go. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from New Hampshire. He's got a question about worm castings.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hello. Yes, I raise earthworms, so I have plenty of worm castings, and I do all my plants and things on deck in pots.
Yes.
Should I use worm castings, or should I mix the worm castings with something?
I have a good friend. His company is Winterwood Farms, and they're in Lyman, Maine. And he raises earthworm casting, and he started adding it to his wife's vegetable garden and to all of her containers. And when I talked to him about 2 weeks ago, he said to me that the containers didn't dry as quickly. They grew twice the size that they normally did, and the vegetable garden has been producing like he cannot believe. So take those worm castings, put them in all of your containers, in the vegetable garden, in your annuals, around roses, around shrubbery. It's a great way to build up the organic matter, and it's a slow feed for your plants all summer long. So it's, if you can raise worms, take those castings, and it will improve the quality of your soil.
Oh, yeah, but what I'm saying is I have enough that I can fill a lot of the pots with just castings, or should I mix it with soil?
He has grown stuff with just worm casting, but he found that if he did it like a 50-50 blend, he had much better results.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Oh, by the way, I just want to let you know, we're getting a lot of rain all of a sudden in Keene. It's coming, a big downpour.
Well, they told... Yeah, they did say in the news last night it was going to be in the Portland area around 12, 1 o'clock. So any rain that we can get, that would be wonderful.
Well, it's coming down in buckets right now, I'll tell you, in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, get out there and do a dance so that it continues for the rest of the day.
Great.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend. We appreciate the weather. You're more accurate than the weatherman, believe me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. It's nice to know if you're living in northern New England that there are rain coming your way, so be prepared. And if you've got fertilizer for your lawn, put it down now. And Turf Trust, for example, is a great fertilizer. And what I like about Turf Trust, most of your everyday fertilizers that you would buy are going to last about 6-7 weeks. Turf Trust will last 14 weeks a year. So one application in the spring, one in the fall, and that way you don't need to feed your lawn four times a year. And because it's so slow releasing, you won't have to mow the grass as often. And it has something called CDU, a natural disease suppressant. Now, the company is so sure that the product is going to do a good job. If any of you have used Turf Trust in the last year, they want you to take a picture of your lawn and send it to them. And for every picture that you send them, they will send your household a free bag of Turf Trust fertilizer for this year. So take a picture of your lawn, send it to them, and they will send you a free bag so that you can feed your lawn right now. If you don't have the address, here is the phone number to call. 410-956-1481. That's 410-956-1481. If you send them a picture, you will get a bag of Turf Trust at no cost. No picture, no Turf Trust. But get it. It's a wonderful fertilizer. It will thicken your lawn and will last 2 to 3 times longer than most of the fertilizers on the market today. If we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up, and we can help to take at least part of your concerns away and help you breathe a little bit. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Catherine from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her geraniums.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you for taking my call. I'm just tuning in right now, so I didn't know if you spoke about geraniums, but I'm thinking ahead about how to winterize the geraniums.
Yep.
Last year I kept them in the house, but I want to do that this year. So what's a couple of different ways I can I put them in the basement?
Okay, there are two ways that you can do it. Number one way is you would dig them now. You don't want to wait.
Actually, Paul, excuse me, they are in pots.
They are in pots, okay.
Right.
Then you can bring them inside the house anytime now and put them in a sunny window, and they will continue to bloom until the days get really, really short. Probably around Thanksgiving, and then you'll just have a sporadic bloom here and there. If you're limited on space, and you have a cool basement or a crawl space under your house, put them in there. My Aunt Ruth, when she was alive, she had window boxes on her windows. She had planters on her steps. And in the fall, her garage was underneath her house. She would take all the window boxes down, put them in the floor, on the floor, in the garage. All of the containers went on the floor in the garage. There was very little heat, but it did not freeze.
Okay.
And she just left them there. And the leaves turned yellow. They turned brown. Excuse me. And then the plant went dormant.
So you don't cut them back then? You just leave them as is?
You never want to cut them back.
Okay.
Because if you cut them back, you'll have an open wound where the moisture will escape.
Okay.
So you bring them in, put them in the basement and just let them sit where it's going to be cold or cool.
Okay.
And then in March, bring them upstairs, clean them off, and cut them back to about 6 inches. Any of the stems that feel rotted, cut them out.
Okay.
Anything.
So you're saying cut them back to 6 inches or cut off 6 inches?
You're going to cut them back to 6 inches.
Okay.
And then you're going to put some dynamite fertilizer, and you're going to start watering them and put them in a sunny window, and by Mother's Day, that plant will be 18 inches tall, 18 inches wide, and full of blossoms.
Okay.
My aunt,
if I have a garage that stays cold but doesn't freeze,
perfect. Yeah, if you have a garage that does not freeze,
mm-hmm.
put them on the floor in the back of the garage,
yep.
so that you're not, it's not in the way.
Yeah.
And during the winter, don't water. Let them go dry, and they'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonaid Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonaid Wiltstop. For weeks now, I've been telling you about natural alternative organic mosquito, tick, and flea control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alana from Massachusetts. She's got a question about nutgrass.
Alana, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your nutgrass?
I have two patches of nutgrass. One's about a foot in diameter. The other's about 4 feet. What do I use on it? Because it's a grass.
Right. It's a weed, just like crabgrass, and it's something that you're going to have to control. Don't try and pull it up. If you pull it up, what's going to happen is you're going to pull up the plants with the root, but the little nuts...
The little nut stays behind.
Stays behind. So what you need to do, and this is something that can be done this fall, if you go down to your local garden center, tell them that you have nutgrass. They will sell you a spray that you can apply directly to the nutgrass. It will not hurt the grasses around it, but it will be absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the root, kill the individual bulbs or the nuts, plus the mother plant, And next spring, your grass will be beautiful and free of nut grass.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And this is something new. It's only been out for about 2 years. Bonide and Ortho both have a nut grass killer.
Okay.
And follow the recommendations. You may have to do it twice, and you need to apply it with no rain until it has a chance to dry. But it works very, very well.
Okay, because I was going to pull it, but there was just something in me said not to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people that have called and they said, Paul, I spent the whole weekend and I pulled all the nut grass out. I filled my wheelbarrow 4 or 5 times, and that was a month ago, and now I have 3 times more nut grass than I did before. What did I do wrong? It's just you pulled out the mother, you left all the little babies as a bulb. The bulbs came up, and now you had a bumper crop. So you need to use a special nut grass killer. You apply it now, and if it's really bad, I would do it again, like about a week later. And that will kill the adult and all the bulbs in the ground. And next year, you'll be free of the problem.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lillian from Maine. She's got a question about her weeping willow.
Lillian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your willow? Hi, Lillian.
Yes, we have a very stressed weeping willow that is losing all everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not very large. It must be 9 or 10 feet tall. And I have two questions. One is, what can we do for it now? And the other one is, is it a way to transfer the weeping willow to a different location?
Okay. Number one, for now, run the hose to the base of the plant. Take off the nozzle. Crack the hose so you get a stream the size of your little finger. And really saturate the ground. I would let the hose run with that little stream for a half an hour. And it's just weeping willow loves water. And earlier we were talking, and one of the news stations here in Maine went to an apple orchard. They dug with an auger in the ground, and they did not hit moisture for 4 feet. It was powder that deep. So if we can get a good soaking rain today, that will help a great deal. And the time for you to move it will be during the month of March next spring. You don't want to move it now. Wait till the spring.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.